This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Lok Sabha today to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that Prime Minister Modi is expected to reply at 5 p.m. in the House. The discussion on the motion of thanks began yesterday in the Lok Sabha. Mr. Rijiju also hit out at the leader of opposition and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, saying that he keeps on talking about SCs, STs and OBCs, but fails to recognize the biggest face of OBC community, which is Prime Minister Modi himself. The government today said it is committed to increasing the income of farmers. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that since 2019, the government has fixed the minimum support price, MSP rates, with a 50% profit above the costs incurred on production. The minister said it was a matter of satisfaction that India has become the number one country in coconut production in the world.
मुझे ये बताते हुए खुशी है नारियल के उत्पादन में आज भारत दुनिया में नंबर एक के स्थान पर पहुंचा है 2014-15 के दौरान नारियल का उत्पादन 140 लाख मीट्रिक टन था वो बढ़कर 153.29 लाख मीट्रिक टन हो गया है और विश्व में हमारी उत्पादकता सबसे अधिक है.
Meanwhile, in the Rajya Sabha, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected the adjournment motion moved by some opposition members demanding discussion on the Mahakumbh incident. The government has said it is planning to increase installed power generation capacity to 874 gigawatt by 2031-32. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, the Minister of State for Power, Sripad Naik, said, at present, installed power generation capacity is 462 gigawatt and there is adequate availability of power in the country. All arrangements are in place for the smooth conduct of election to the 70-member Delhi Assembly tomorrow. The polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will end at 6 p.m. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are likely to cast their ballots. 699 candidates are in the fray in the assembly polls. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Meanwhile, Delhi Metro will begin its operations at 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on voting and counting days to assist staff deployed for election duty. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to be attended by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Home Secretary Govind Mohan and chiefs of central agencies along with other senior officials. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk has taken a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The king will also explore the depth of Mahakumbh through modern technology at the Digital Mahakumbh Experience Centre. China today announced retaliatory measures in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's 10% tariff on Chinese imports. China's Ministry of Commerce said it will impose retaliatory tariffs on a raft of U.S. products. The countermeasures include a 15% tax on coal and liquefied natural gas imports from the U.S., crude oil, agricultural machinery, pickup trucks and large engine cars will face a 10% tariff. India has contributed $37.64 million to the United Nations regular budget for this year, securing its place among the 35 member states honoured for timely and full payment of their dues. This contribution was made on the 31st of last month. The spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Stefan Dujarric, acknowledged India's timely contribution during a daily press briefing yesterday. In Belgium, Bart De Wever has been sworn in as the country's new Prime Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Bart De Wever on assuming office of Prime Minister of Belgium. In table tennis, India's Manoj Shah and Diya Chitale will be in action in mixed doubles. In mixed doubles pre-qualifiers at the WTT Singapore Smash in Singapore this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.